Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Now, I is that some form of AI generated? What? How did we come up with what just took place there? Because I'm kind of scared.
Well, just a singer I know I hired. She came in, sang the song.
I don't believe you.
It's generated.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering.
They've been doing that in New York with Tiki Barber for a while. So I figured that's how we, because they do this thing on the Fan called Bad Tiki, where they basically have Tiki AI version and he says some of the most horrific things you can say. Because it's unbelievable. That, I go, okay, wait a minute. If there were a song that featured Rico Beard, the Deflator, you don't think we would have unearthed this by now?
Yeah, Roberto arranged the song and placed it in the machine, and there you go.
And it sang it back.
And it sang it back, yes.
Okay, I have to tell you, that's terrifying. That's
very much so.
That's, so, wow.
We could have a new version of Virtual Mike Friday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We sure can.
And I'm not
can
liable
we
for anything
it, in
it
his
does.
Voice?
Yeah, you. Well, here's how it works.
The way that is beyond
scary. No, because I know the guy who does it in New York. Like, the certain people's voices work better than others. What I've been told on an outside consultation is if we wanted to operate an AI personality on this station, do you know whose voice would work the best? Ooh. And it's not even close, according to outside counsel I've received, if we wanted to start this bit.
On this station.
Mm-hmm. One person's voice.
Mark Ryan.
Rises so far above and beyond that it would be flawless. You wouldn't know the difference.
Jim Costa.
Keep going.
Is it Ryan? Mark Ryan?
John nope. Jansen.
Right there.
John Jansen.
Because John has a slow speech pattern, you're going to be able to replicate him better. Now, if we wanted to do it, now I've offered this to Cookies. I said, look, man, it's your show. It's either his show or Gov's show. I can't tell depending on the day. The point is, I said, if you want Bad Jansen, we can do this. But we haven't gone there. And the reason is, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Okay, that was my real first brush with the AI. Like, how did you flip that song? Like, wait, these are real lyrics.
Basically, what Roberto has figured out is a way to work less. Because now he just types into a machine that does his work.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, what song is this?
I was going back to Motown days. I'm like, is there a Motown song?
Right. In all the years, I've known Rico for 15 years. You don't think if there were a song that featured Rico's name, we wouldn't have been hip to it on this show?
Then he said my real name. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
No, it's just a coincidence. I was going through my vinyl last night. It said on the back side, the Deflator.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, Roberto's found a way to make his life easier.
Scary stuff. Now, it's not bad.
Work smarter, not harder.
It's not bad, but that's unbelievable.
Okay. I'm now a victim of AI.
In a nice way.
No, in a nice way, right. Yeah, because I don't think we can get AI of you yelling.
It's difficult to replicate that. So, like I said, when John's like a very monotone guy. If you were going to do it, I had a test done. I told you, I know the guy who does it in New York. So I had him run a test on all the coworkers here. John, he's like, this one dude in the morning, it's just the scores are off the charts. The machine loves him.
See, now I wonder, what did I sound like?
You know, just leave it alone. Okay. You do not want to go there. We just need the real deflator. Now, let's get to business.
No, how about we don't?
What?
I'm playing along.
Oh, no.
You said the deflator, so I said, how about we don't?
Yeah, no. We're leaving you.
David got it.
Okay. We need to talk a little Tigers. I'm done with the whole draft memory lane thing. We've asked every question, covered every angle. We've heard every grade. We've gotten your TripAdvisor review of the city. We're good.
No, we didn't ask, how was your experience?
I don't
care.
Did you
go down all 3 days?
The answer is I also don't care. So now we're going to move on because we have a baseball team that's going to take the field here, pregame starting at 3:10, and I want to talk about them. Now, we have asked of them. This is going to be the ultimate brain game for people because while the team is doing what we've asked them to do, which is finish the month of April above 500, just do that for us. The problem in this town is when you put a goal out there for a team, no matter how low it is, people just, they freak out about it. They're like, oh my God, if the season ended today, dot, dot, dot. Stop. Stop.
I figured you would like that.
I didn't. I also want to remind you that finishing a month over 500 is not some accomplishment. It's a bare minimum if you want to care about the product. Now, with that in mind, they've done it. But let me tell you why I'm not excited. So understand, I'm not angry. And as long as they keep winning, I'm going to keep paying attention. But I won't get excited until they fix one key number. There's one number. It's a number that I do believe denotes quality. It's a number that comprehensively in my world speaks to both offense, defense, and pitching. It represents who you are as a complete baseball team. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it's a good indicator. And when we're this early in the year, I think when you see a number that is standalone, you have to talk about it. So, do you know what that number is? Do you kind of know where I'm leading?
No, I saw it on the show sheet.
No.
And then I went away from it because I was waiting for the big reveal.
Okay, so the Cleveland Guardians, God knows how many times I'll end up calling them the Cleveland Indians this season because it's like the San Diego Chargers.
They'll always
for me.
Be the Cleveland
Indians. It's a screw up for me. Yeah. But the Guardians have a run differential of plus 46. They are 46 runs better than their opponents through a 30-game sample size.
Okay, now why you understand those numbers. Okay.
Do you know the Tigers' run differential?
It can't be what you wrote on the sheet.
It's one more than Kenny's testicles. Three.
No.
Three. One, two, three.
Kenny, have three. You checked this morning?
Three. Three. So while you're winning, you're the only team I can find in baseball with a run differential that bad. That is four games or better over 500, even three games or better. Then I factor in, listen, everybody you play who's on your schedule, Cardinals are in town. Cardinals are a bad baseball team. They're not good. Tigers' mission, take two out of three. Let's get to 18 and 13. And I can separate my worlds. I can stay with this baseball team. And I can follow it. And I can be happy that they're winning. But happy and excited, two different things. See, happy is just what you're hearing here. Excited is this. I'm not that right now. Because when your run differential is essentially zero or almost negative, you're fraudulent. You're not good. And you're not going to win a division with a run differential of three. It just is not happening. You are 43 runs worse than the Cleveland Guardians. So if you want excitement, I got to see this team play what I deem to be good baseball. If you want to look at 16 and 12 and call it good, do it. We have different ways of viewing this. My goal from spring training on has been win the Central. What is it going to take to win the Central? It's going to take a run differential where you got to probably be at least plus 30. You're going to have to just play a better brand of baseball over the long haul.
Yeah, you can't get by playing lucky baseball where you just happen to squeak out games in extra innings. You do this, you do that. You're going to need some of the young bats to actually wake up and do something. Looking at you, Torque. Yeah. Wow.
46-3 So I wanted to ask David, Kenny, and you.
I'm like, who's number 46? I know. Like, I'm thinking about people.
I do try to put things on the sheet where I don't totally explain it.
And that's why I just left it alone, because three.
And look, you're going to go through stretches. And look, if you can win where your run differential is damn near negative and you're 16 and 12, I'm never apologizing for it.
It's just not sustaining.
And it's not interesting to me because I know that it won't sustain.
Right.
So they have to play a better brand of ball.
Right. You're the guy who's on the heater in Vegas. Eventually, Vegas will catch up to you and they will get all their money back. And you're right. Right now, you're above 500. If you sweep today, you'll end up six games above 500. If you lose them both, you're two games above. But you're above no matter what. You get to move on to the next step. You still are interesting. But, yeah, the way you're scoring runs is concerning because, it won't. The cardiac cats type of playing style does not last an entire season.
Yeah, you can save that for the movies. As long as you got Parker Meadows and Torque and Baez in a lineup, you got 9 free outs a night, maybe 10 or 11. And, again, Torque has got to be the Torque of the last couple months last year. And thus, look, spring training, he was awful. He's been awful in the opening month. I can give you the numbers, or you could take my word for it. Parker Meadows, if you had a better option, you just send him down. Baez, it's the same deal. Where is Harvey? I do think Ibanez can help you as a guy that, look, he hits the baseball.
Yeah.
But this world you live in where a Mark Canna is going to be your best player, no, I can be happy without being excited. Because excitement comes when you start to see things like Tarek Skubal. He is sustainable. I think this bullpen can sustain about 80% of what they've done. All right? But, like, on the opposite end, I haven't given up on Maeda because I know his career track. He's terrible in April. This is who he is. Why? No clue. Why was Mark Teixeira awful in April, yet he was like a 7-time All-Star?
Yeah.
I can't explain certain things. So I would like to ask everyone in this room.
Jim Leyrich is just lights out in October.
Sure, certain guys, it's just who they are.
Yeah.
But what do you make of this way of looking at things? That, obviously, I sincerely hope they could take 2 out of 3 against the Cards, get to 18 and 13. And my whole point to you is I won't get excited until I start to see the data tell me to be excited. Yeah. And this is wholly unexciting.
And the thing is, I've never been one that got really into the baseball analytics of things because I think it takes away from the pure enjoyment of the game. But this,
it does.
This number right here says you're winning, but you're not winning the way you need to be winning. You're not dominating teams. There's no fear factor when teams play you. You're kind of that lucky team.
Yeah, you'll never play 650 baseball over 162 game season or 625 baseball, winning 80% of your one-run games. It's just not going to happen. That's not baseball. It's not reality. And even if you have a first half, I remember it was several years ago now. I think it was the Nationals. I'd have to go back and look at this. But they were winning at this ridiculous pace in the first half of the year, winning every one-run game. You know what they couldn't do the second half of the year? They couldn't buy a one-run victory. Just couldn't. It normalizes. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know where Tiger fans are at with it. We talked to David, Kenny. And again, you don't have to agree with this. I'm not asking you not to enjoy yourself. I'm not asking you not to go to the ballpark. I'm not, none of this. There's no anger. There's no smarm. But accepting something and following it is different than being wholly excited about it. I can't get excited because this is a road to nowhere. 248-539-9797. Rico, a little bit of business. We'll get a little football today later in the hour. 97.1.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, David, we'll get to the callers. And again, I don't think there's anyone upset. Keep playing above 500. Keep grinding these wins up. But my mind is on winning the division, and you're never winning it playing this way. And the data speaks to it. The last time you had a winning record, your OPS was almost 100 points higher as a team. You got about a 650 OPS right now. To win a division, you better be above league average at 735, 740. And as long as you have three everyday ball players that are absolutely unplayable, Torque, Baez, Parker Meadows, I can't help you. The excitement will begin when I start to see sustainable things. I think the bullpen can hold up. I think bullpen's good. I don't think they're the best bullpen in baseball. I think they're good. Scooble is a stud. I told you, we did the receipt segment. I'll look like a jerk if he's not top three in the AL Cy Young, but I think he will be.
No,
I think Scooble's a stud muffin.
I think that's probably one of the safest things. That's one where I didn't think that it would last this long, but yeah, when he goes out there, you know exactly what you're getting. I would even say the bullpen, Mike, it may not be the best, but man, the thing about bullpens, they're starting to believe, so they're going to start getting better and better because they're just going to figure, you know what, we got to shut this thing down. We can't allow any more runs because I don't know how many more runs this team. I've seen bullpens. I mean, it's almost like the kicker in football. It's all about, you know, when you start believing in yourself, you start getting better and better.
So yeah, I'm fine with that.
I like where this bullpen is trending.
That's fine. There's no argument. But as long as your offense needs a blue pill on a daily basis to get to two runs, I can't help you.
We had five good days of Javi.
Wow. David, what do you think and what do the people have to say?
Here's what I think here, and you all just mentioned it, is about the bullpen. They are wonderful right now, but that's not going to continue all year. And at some point, they're going to have a regression. They're good. Overall, they'll probably have a really good year. But at some point, they'll have a bad month or they'll have a bad 3 weeks.
But I'm the deflator.
I'm just mentioning that you need your offense to do something. And when you have Torkelson, who's supposed to be part of the foundation of the future of this franchise, that can't happen. You can't have guys like Rodgers and Torkelson and Baez in your lineup not giving you anything and expect, up the bullpen to just get it and we'll just score we'll just score all our runs from the eighth inning on. That can't happen.
Yeah,
can't
you continue. Are missing guys. Parker Meadows not really showing. Like, you expected a lot more of these names to be there for you. And
there's time. That's there why I'm staying with it here. I'm thrilled they're 16 and 12 versus 12 and 16.
Yeah, the hope is that they somehow can keep winning like this, and then the hitting just...
Dave, if you start to show me things that line up with winning this division, the excitement, I'm there. I'm there for it. Give me a few ticket texts.
There is nobody on the Tigers organization that can teach players how to hit, and that is the problem, even if you send them down to the minors. At least the Tigers are winning while they are playing bad. I have to accept that and be happy with that. Stealing games now will pay off later. Great pitching and great defense wins ball games, Rico. Yes, it's harder way to go and win ball games. Case in point, 1968 won the games this way.
Okay. All right. First of all, if you have to go to the 60s for your example, I'm going to need you to stand down.
And to put things in perspective, I wasn't born yet.
To put things in perspective, pitchers threw 300 innings.
Right.
You left out Rodgers with that group of Tiger 9 hitters.
Fine.
You just keep collecting them, and we will struggle.
Yeah, I mean, if you add Rodgers, it's four of your starting nine that are useless. And whatever battery of catcher you have. That, I got to see it turn around.
Tigers are the Vikings of a couple years ago, 13-4, but like minus 10 in scoring. That's what the Tigers look like right now.
Yeah, and again, the Vikings, we all called them the fraud of the league.
I was about to say, we did call them fraudulent.
Now, after a month, I'm willing to accept slow offensive start. That's fine. But if we're sitting here at the end of May and it's still this.
They're still in single digits.
Yeah, it's a problem. Let's go to the people, see what they have to say. Let's go to Adam, who's in Dearborn. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm heading down to the game today. Hopefully they can either take one or hopefully both. But, Mike, you're right on about Torque. Where is he? Honestly, I'll go one deeper. Where's Riley Green? These are your two foundational pieces that you guys drafted, you know, to be the core foundation of the Tigers, and they're batting low 200s. Like, this is not exciting. Sure, like you're saying, it's sustainable. But you're going to run into all these good teams later on in May and June, and you are absolutely going to get trounced. And next thing you know, you're out of the division race. So
yeah, the Torque thing, you got me. Listen, I'm with you on Torque. I'm not on Green because Green's getting on base. I mean, Green's OBP has got to be north of 370. I'm fine where Riley's at. Obviously, you always want more. Torque, I mean, I do have these numbers in front of me.
He's a 383.
There you go.
And
Torque is hitting 210. He's a negative war player. Zero home runs through a month of a season. It's very Alex Bregman. Down in Houston, it's the same thing with him, where you go, is this guy here? You know, like, what am I watching this first month of the year? No, Adam, it's a huge problem.
Right. And that's why us fans were wanting Matt Chapman or a J.D. Martinez in the lineup. And you know what? The organization said, no, we're just going to stand pat because we want our young players up here. Honestly, I am so surprised Parker Meadows has not been sent down yet. I know he's up here for his defense, but he needs to be sent down. There are some things he needs to tweak, and I think there are some things that Torque needs to tweak. But also, here's my point. Torque, I think he can be a great foundational piece. But if you remind yourself, Austin Riley from Atlanta took him a long time before he absolutely started raking the ball.
Yep.
Took about, I think, at least five seasons. I'm not saying Torque's going to be him, but if he's going to start doing it, he's going to start doing it either this year or next year. Hopefully this year.
No, listen, Adam, the thing with Torque, and I understand whether he was rushed up or not, you drafted a college bat, number one overall, advanced approach, and the reality is Torque still struggles to hit fastballs. That's a huge issue. I don't know. I mean, he gave you glimpses of it last year. He got on a nice hot run. You're hoping that's still in there. But the longer we go, the less faith I have that's who he really is. Now, look, we are a month into the season. I'm not out of patience yet. That's not what I'm saying. But you do get to a point where
you feel bad because you feel yourself giving him excuses. Okay, well, it's only been a couple of weeks. Okay, it's been a month. Okay, after a while, it's like, man, I really need you to make me look good because I think everybody in this city wants him to. He's going to be one of the cornerstones of this team. But, yeah, you need him to do something because the excuses are going to start running out where all of a sudden now you're just going to say maybe this is who he is.
I got to tell you, too, great point brought up by the ticket texters and David. You do have to throw, just call it position catcher, into the lifeless thing. A 518 and a 535 OPS. I mean, you do that with Baez, with Meadows.
Rodgers.
With Torque.
Yeah.
No, Rodgers and Kelly together.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't,
yeah.
This is why I don't think it's sustainable. We got a lot of people who want to rap about it, though. And again, gorgeous day to go
down
to.
Good pickup
on
Canna, so, you know.
Oh, so, I mean, that's it. No problem. We got one decent bat who, by the way, he'll sink to below league average by the end of the year. Well, take that. No, go to the ballpark. Have a beautiful time. I'm just
beautiful day.
When you want to get excited about winning a division, I got to see some things change. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls. A little Tiger baseball. We'll get you, a couple of winnable games today. Cardinals are not a good baseball team. Your pitching should be able to really contain them. Take 2 out of 3. Let's get to 18 and 13. Regardless of whatever misgivings any of us have about long term, keep winning games in the meantime. That sure as hell better than losing pretty.
Stay interesting. Stay
That's
above 500.
But you want excitement. Well, the data is going to have to back it. And Rico's right in this regard. Analytics and math have killed sports. They have. I mean, it's killed NBA basketball. Why? Analytics. There's no value to anything other than a three or a dunk. And even the dunks, people will kick out a layup to take a transition three. So it's killed that. Right. Baseball, we've seen it. I mean, why do you think pitchers are blowing out at a record rate? Everyone's got to throw 98 miles an hour now. Hitters, we don't care if you put it in play. Do you have launch angle? Do you have exit velo?
Hey, what's the exit velo? I don't know. He hit it to the outfield.
Sarsaparilla. But no, math has really hurt sports. Yeah. I know that. You have a quick note you wanted to pass on before we get to the
colors. I do. LeBron James, next year's, if he leaves the Lakers, the odds are out for the team that he's going to play for next. They got 5 teams.
Okay.
Would you like to take a guess? Real quick. David. Kenny.
Lakers.
Lakers, if he leaves the Lakers.
Oh, if he leaves. Okay, well, then I'm going to go with Phoenix.
Phoenix is not on the list. Mike.
Yeah, David, if Phoenix, I don't think Phoenix has a way to do it. They're in the second tax.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I have to Evan Jenkins
myself
because you already told me
the
answer.
But there's 4 others.
Oh. Okay.
Hint.
A song as old as time. The New York Knicks.
Yes!
This has been a vision quest for the New York market.
Plus 600. They're number 3. Number one, I already told Mike.
Philly.
Philly is on the list. They're number five.
Yep.
They're tied. Well, they're actually, they're tied with the Knicks at plus 600. The Bulls at plus 700. He can go back home to the Cavaliers.
Nope.
Plus 500. The Warriors plus 400. Clay, you can leave. Makes LeBron, sense. You're here.
Makes sense, David.
Yeah, according to reports, Draymond's Curry have been talking a lot.
Yeah, Draymond. Yeah. We all thought that Draymond was trying to go to the Lakers, but maybe Draymond was trying to say, come out here to San Francisco and
plus
play
it would
us.
Make sense. They could take Bronny. It wouldn't hurt him. Man, I'm just here to help.
Somebody's got to clean up the floor.
I know. Exactly. No, I'm just saying eventually, like, I think LeBron will hold on long enough to get that 1 year with his son.
He wouldn't answer the question last night. They said, LeBron, have you played your final game? And he basically said, I'm not going to answer that. Thanks.
Yeah, because there was a report out yesterday before the game that the Lakers were not interested, but they would consider drafting Bronny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because Bronny's a package deal. Now, you know what? No, because all you're going to do is say some mean things to me. But
say a thing.
You know, you want to sell some tickets, David. You got draft pick. You draft can, Bronny here.
You can do it.
You know, Dad's going to follow.
He won't. I think this is the one place where he'd go, son, I love you, but I don't love you that much.
He's not going to come to Detroit.
To quote Meatloaf, he will do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Go enjoy Detroit, son.
He drops Bronny off at the airport. The plane to Detroit's going one way, and LeBron's in his Rolls Royce Wraith going the other.
Like, how about this? I'll go back to Cleveland. We're 2 hours away from each other.
Okay? we can FaceTime, right. Son.
Your mother can get a house in Toledo. She'll be equal distance between the two of us. Either that or he pulls a Manning and just says, no, Detroit, we're going to work out a trade. You're not going to draft my
kid. Yeah, it won't happen. Go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, hey, Matt. What's up?
Well, the big thing I was looking at when you're talking about these metrics and everything else, I'm looking at Cleveland right now, and you're saying they have a plus 43 run differential. You don't think Cleveland Sports Talk is having the same discussion today going, is this sustainable? And when we're saying you're going with that, I mean, look at their playoff MO the last few years. They have great arms. Their bats go dry come October.
Right. You can always have the same conversation. Hold on. Here's my one point. If you were doing that, if you were plus 46, you're not as worried about that not sustaining as the fact that you have four dead bodies in your lineup. So we're talking about what's here. And now, hold on 1 second, real. Matt, if you don't like what I'm saying, we can have the conversation, but I really don't think it's relevant to talk about the team that is above you in the standings. And who has owned this division for the better part of 15 years.
And I would say this real quick, Matt. Even if they, let's just say the number comes down and they end up being plus 30, that's still pretty good. You're at 3.
It is. You're not wrong.
If you have a bad day today, you're going to be in the negative.
Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry. Please.
No, my bad for cutting you off. But at the end of the day, you're not wrong. But there's one thing that you've hit on that is encouraging about this team this year so far.
They're winning.
It is our bullpen.
Yes.
Yes, I too.
Yes.
They're huge. Getting wins in April, I'll take that 7 days a week on twice on Sunday. We got an off chance to potentially go pick up another stick in June or July. And with expanded playoffs, I mean, the AL East is going to control a lot of the division spots.
The one thing, Matt,
right, we got to fix those four dead spots.
I think you and I can agree on this, Matt. I don't think there'd be an argument. I think we could raise a toast to it. If this team can get to 4th of July and empower, motivate, force Scott Harris to add a bat, that we can all agree to that. Because I just believe this division, they'll be in touch. I don't think anyone's running away. Minnesota's had a rash of horrible injuries.
See, here's where I would get angry, Mike, because when you go to do this trade, then we're going to get the radio shows, well, who's the untouchable young guy that you just can't part with? It's like,
all right,
in order to make that trade, in order to add a bat, you're going to have to give up something. That's why free agency, you didn't have to do that. You could just go and get the guy and keep all your young guys.
Look, there's two untouchables in the franchise. And one of them's going to blow out just because it happens. There's Jackson Jobe and there's Max Clark. Everybody else has to be available. But again, I don't know that the type of bat would be available that you'd ever ponder. You know, when you start talking about trading high-end prospects for a bat, well, first of all, if it's a rental, those are out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a guy signed? If so, how much money? If so, how old is he? How about the underlying metrics? Like, I'm not worried about that part. There's only two guys in this that to me would be totally outer-worldly untouchable.
To you. I'm talking to most fans, though. It's like, well, we can't get rid of this guy.
If Mike Ilitch were still alive and the Juan Soto thing went down last year.
That's a different.
No, I'm saying, right. Then if you're giving me Juan Soto and I know the owner's going to spend $500 million to keep him, you could take Max Clark and put a bow on his head. See ya.
Right. That's different because, you know, Ilitch would have done anything for this team. I mean, he literally went to his grave trying to win one more title, either with the Tigers or the Wings.
And I'll go to mine waiting for the district to be done.
Now, Junior? Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to I want to give Scott the last word. We got to do a football today. Scotty, you're up. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, just enjoying the weather. Hey, I loved your meatloaf reference. That was cool.
Sorry. I know. Hey. Us old people have some great references.
I hear you. So I'm not throwing Riley Green into this mix yet because, like you said, he's getting on base and he's still playing defense. But what do you think about the idea of taking Torque, Keith, and Meadows, setting them down and say, look, guys, you guys are our future.
Nope.
But we need you on the same page.
Okay.
We'll give you a vacation. We're going to send the three of you down to play together for 2 weeks.
First of all, I don't know who's – all right, I'll answer this. It's very simple. I don't know who's replacing any of those guys. Second of all, there's nothing wrong with Cole Keith. It will click for him. The at-bats are quality. I believe Cole Keith will be fine. Meadows stinks. You want to send him down? That's fine. You know, if I have to hear another intrepid report from Tiger Bally Media about – oh, Meadows feels great up at the plate. Okay, he can feel great, but I know what the numbers look like. The Torque conversation and this idea of sending him down, it was the same thing last year. And I said, look, I'm keeping him up here. He's got the rest of the year to prove he's a major league player. He did. I'm not sending this guy down. I'm not doing a yo-yo effect. We are in the stage with Torque where it's bleep or get off the potty. That's it. And he's got to play every day. The only one of those guys I would send down is Parker Meadows. Because it's egregiously bad at the plate. Gold glove defense aside, it's unthinkably bad. Torque, he's got to figure it out. I've seen it on paper. I saw it last year. He figured things out, and he went on a tear. Keith will be fine. Give the kid a break. It's 30 days. And look, it's not like he came up and pulled a Jackson Holiday and went 1-for-50. Keith will be fine. No, we're not doing group rate hockey line changes and sending people down. Let's not do that.
We're not doing draft show?
No.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So we now have the offers that were presented to the Patriots for their number three pick. The Vikings offered 11, 23, and their 2025 first rounder. And then the Giants offered the sixth pick and their 2025 first rounder.
Correct.
Smart move for the Patriots to not accept either.
No, it's idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a 95-year-old man who frequents massage parlors demanding a quarterback. That's the bottom line in all of this. It's idiocy. Yeah.
David, I honestly would have probably fleeced the Giants because I don't think that Drake May, because I still would have had a six pick, so I could have taken another quarterback, as you see, and I would have had your number one pick next year, meaning I don't think you're going to turn things around. I don't think you would have turned into the Texans where that first-round selection becomes the 20th. So
here, do
I
would it have this made way. That reverse thing. Engineer it. The Patriots, no matter who you take at three, you're going to be right back there next year. True or false?
True.
So,
true.
Of the three options I'm about to line up, the worst option is the one they took. You could have just taken Marvin Harrison Jr. Because we're going to be back here anyways. Let's add a weapon. Let's get what we deem to be the best player in the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, you just zap out of there. I'm out. Take 11, 23, and an extra one next year. Now, I could take JJ or Bo Nix or not. Mayo's a first-time head coach. We've redone the entire football department. We're going to stink. Or, we'll just take the QB. It's insanity.
No, but it's not even that. The fact that the Giants jumped in there, that's the one where I'm like, you said the Giants offered six
and next year's.
We moved down three spots.
Correct.
We can still go get JJ or Penix.
Or don't take a QB at all.
Right. And we still have the Giants pick
right.
Because using your reverse engineering, they're going to be right back in the top five next year.
Correct,
along with us. Now, we have enough capital that we can take the best quarterback.
And imagine if you had taken the Vikings offer. 11, 23, and a one next year.
Now you're rebuilding.
You're really rebuilding so that when you take a QB, you're going to bring him into a nurturing environment where they have a hope.
Kinda
Drake
like,
May, his career will likely be ruined because they have nothing there.
You basically will turn yourself into what the Minnesota Vikings are right now with JJ.
Right, but again, 90-year-old massage parlor addict as your owner.
He wants to keep proving that he's the one that's going to get this thing right.
Everything you heard was Robert Kraft demanded a quarterback.
I mean, he was like the opposite of Arthur Blanks in Atlanta, who had no clue. Like, wait, we just took what? Get me him on the phone.
So let's hit
Shut those machines off.
Let's hit on this real quick because Bleacher Report did this where they said they listed four rookies that are going to be in the worst landing spots. I don't want to touch on all four because I was shocked by one of them.
Okay.
I want to know if you believe this one. They say Roma Dunze landed in the worst landing spot possible. Reason. It says there's too many mouths to feed for rookie Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and DeAndre Swift. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah,
to have weapons?
That's an idiotic take. Now, if you're talking about fantasy football, maybe I'll listen to you. We're living in the real world here.
Well, see, and here's why I don't think that's even a problem, because Adunze just came from a team where there were multiple receivers.
Polk, McMillan, and
right.
him.
So there may be games where he didn't have – there were games where he was just a decoy, and he was okay with that because they won. So I'm not really buying that one either, David, because
– that's stupid. Next.
That he's not a – if he turns into a diva receiver, I'll be crushed.
Well, he's going to throw the rookie the ball, okay? All this stupid stuff. Let's touch on changes on the TV side.
Stop for 1 second.
Yeah.
Who else is in a terrible spot? Tell me Malik Nabers.
Oh, well, they have Michael Penix.
Okay.
They have Blake Corum
yep.
and Brock Bowers. They only did four.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, Corum's behind a star in Kyren Williams.
Correct.
But I actually think that helps Blake Corum. I think Corum, if he's just a little change of pace guy, give him his cute little 6 to 8 carries.
Corum is a touchdown machine. Basically, I put him in on 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, and on the goal line. Go score the touchdown. He's one-dimensional, but he can play that one-dimensional well. So, yes. That's what I would do with Corum.
I didn't mind where he landed. Go ahead. Next.
So let's touch on the TV changes here. First, let's start with the Kelce brothers. You have Jason Kelce, who is going to be on the ESPN Monday Night Countdown this coming season. They would announce his actual role coming up soon.
Don't care.
And then the CBS changes. They are changing their entire NFL Today look. Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason gone, J.J. Watt in, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he went younger.
Yeah, and the problem is the two guys they hired, personality of a brick. I don't know. They didn't do whatever they want. I think it's silly. But again, the guy who hired Boomer and hired Phil is gone. So now you get a new guy who's got to justify his employment. So here's his brilliant idea. We'll airlift in J.J. Watt. Look, Watt might have a future. Matt Ryan's got no future. Matt Ryan's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's a copycat industry. Everybody's trying to find that Manning brothers and the chemistry that they have. It works, but
your Manning brothers are the Kelces when they retire.
Right, but
I won't watch it, but I understand if they would try it.
But it was a novelty that everybody liked. Now, if everybody keeps doing that, then it's no longer any fun because it's like, really, what is Jason Kelce going to do? Just pound a beer?
Yeah,
on camera?
Hey, Brondo has electrolytes. That's who he's catering to. The
think about one-trick pony.
Yeah, okay, so think about how dumb the average American is and then realize half the people are dumber than that. They eat it up with the Kelseys.
Good George Carlin.
Reference. It's the best reference ever because it's sadly true. So the Kelseys cater to stupid, and there's plenty of it out there.
Well, that leads me into my final thing here. Maybe people aren't as stupid as you think. I want to know if the future is better here when you have Kansas City, the city, and the county denying them money for their stadium. Now in Chicago, there are rumors they have a $5 billion stadium they want. Half of it will come from the public.
Oh, of course.
But the public has been speaking up saying, we're not giving you this.
Yeah. Dave, in a state that's broke, in a city that half of the city's a war zone, we're not handing you $2.3 billion.
Well, I do think that voters and people are now starting to get smarter and say, you know what? Guess what? San Diego didn't go away. They just let their team walk, and they're still around. They're still available. They still live and head to the beach. We don't have to pay for billionaires to get free things anymore. I love it. I've often said that.
Right, because where are you taking your team? You're Chicago Bears. You ain't leaving.
We're leaving. Where are you going to go? I mean, if anything, where are you going to go? To Evanston? Oh, wait, they don't have a field there either. So what are you going to do? But yeah, the Kansas City thing was funny because they were like, you know, the cities that they can go to. And like, you're not leaving.
But the state of Kansas now is trying to get them.
Right. You're a long way from 1984 with the Mayfair moving vans and the Baltimore Colts. You're not going to pick up and leave.
Kansas City, Kansas. That's where they're going
to
go.
That's what's attempted. That's what they're trying to do, at least. That is in football today.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts will get you to Tiger baseball. I'm really hoping they can take two out of three here. Cardinals are in a bad way right now. Not a good offensive team. I'd like to think you can get two out of three here. Let's get to 18 and 13 and get the month of May started right. So, listen, the metrics are what they are. It's going to have to get better if you're really going to win this division. But for right now, you may as well just keep on winning. Mm-hmm. And we'll deal with sustainability in the aftermath. Because I'll tell you one thing. I'll take a team that's 16 and 12 with bad metrics versus a team that's 12 and 16 with pretty ones.
8 games under .500, and it's already April.
Right, just win. So that first part is done. If you miss the start of the show, we can take you through it. But you're just not going to do this with a run differential of, in essence, zero. With four dead bodies in your lineup. It has to change.
Because it boils down to you're almost flipping a coin every time you go out and play.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right, yeah. Rico. David, talk to me.
Yeah, Ticket Texter says, another problem I see is that the Tigers' offense is actually looking better than they should because Hinch has used the bench well in different spots to manufacture runs, but he can't throw a lineup that can produce 5 to 6 runs any given night.
He doesn't have the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not going to be some blind faith defender of A.J. Hinch, but I have a very hard time complaining about him when he's been handed largely nothing. Now, he plays a role in that. I do think there's an element of smartest guy in the room that is pervasive through the Tigers with Scott Harris, this whole Brad Pitt Moneyball thing. But Hinch does not have a lineup card that anyone is jealous of. He doesn't have a card that is easy. I mean, the guy that's supposed to be the anchor of this thing is unplayable. Then you got a $20 million, $25 million ball player who's unplayable, untradeable, and you've already moved him to 7th or 8th. You got a Gold Glove center fielder who can't hit. You got a guy who can hit, but he can't field. It's a mess. And third base is a gigantic Frankenstein. I can't put a lot of that on Hinch.
Four teams in the AL Central are above .500 because we've all beat up on the White Sox. The Tigers are bad. That is from Jerry.
White Sox are, I mean this, like no exaggeration. They're going to struggle to win 50 games. 50. They are something. I think they're going to end up being what we thought the A's might be. Look, the A's are at least trying, and Lord knows if they have a lead, Mason Miller throws at 150 miles an hour and you're dead. But the White Sox are, oh boy.
6-23.
By the way, Reinsdorf wants a new stadium.
Dummy.
Is he going to team up with the Bears?
You know what I would say to him? Jerry, you can take the team to Nashville. You could take the team to Pluto. We're not building you a new stadium. No one likes you at all. I don't think anyone likes them politically. I don't think they like them personally.
Like, how would that work? Like, seriously, would they team up with the Bears and do, like, some joint effort?
On what?
I'm just saying, I'm like, city of Chicago going to build two new stadiums for two different franchises?
When half the city's a war zone? Right. I don't think so. Not if anybody wants to get reelected.
Need money for schools and police, and you're going to build two stadiums.
The Bears.
Man.
But we had the first pick.
Go ahead.
I'm happy with the Tigers' record so far, but they haven't exactly played the best teams in the league either. They're barely scraping by with mostly average.
Let's be fair on this. Baseball's unique in this regard. It is a sport where almost two-thirds of the sport isn't trying. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of bad teams. You're going to keep playing bad teams. I'm not going to use that against them. That's not fair.
Yeah, and after they finish with the Cardinals and the Yankees and the Guardians, and they get some bottom-feeding teams.
Again, right. There's always a bottom feeder on the horizon. Baseball has a competitive balance problem.
Right.
Look, now, if you want me to start using it against you, then we can comp out. All right, well, look, if you were in the AL East, here's what it would be. The AL East is a murderer's row. But it's not my problem. I play who's on the schedule. Now, I can both acknowledge you've played garbage, but I'd rather you beat the garbage than not. What's Houston's excuse? They might, in fact, be garbage. Mm-hmm. But baseball's messed up, man. They got a real competitive balance problem. A lot of these owners don't try.
Mike, I'm amazed you can give Torque the benefit of the doubt. I have pretty much come to the conclusion, if he can't hit a fastball, then he's done.
Yeah, Adam, there's no benefit of doubt because I'm not saying he will turn it around. I'm saying he's going to play his way in or out of baseball. This is it. And the only reason I have some hope is the last 70, 80, 90 days of last year. That's it. But what am I going to do with him? You can't. What am I going to do? Send him down again? Send him down, bring him up. What am I going to do? You got to play him because it's not like you have anybody else.
Right.
There's no benefit of the doubt there. You're where you're at with it. We all want him to turn it around, but no, I don't have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he'll have chances because they're going to play him. He's not going anywhere.
That's it. That's all.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.